This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill into law that would prevent removal of longstanding historic monuments, including those connected to the Confederacy. This comes as the city of New Orleans took down four monuments honoring figures from the Confederacy, including General Robert E. Lee and Confederate President Jefferson Davis. The move earlier this month drew praise and criticism and prompted New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu to give a speech explaining his decision. We talk about all this with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us this morning, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, in reflecting on the speech that Landrieu gave, you zeroed in on this idea of story. And is this the story that we want to tell? What do you mean by that?
Right. Well, he talked about that in terms of New Orleans, of course, and a city that's come through hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and catastrophes and economic chaos to come out, as he says, with many varied stories to tell, and the story of what happened, 150 years ago and in the years that followed is not really the only story they had to tell. And it struck me that, that's true of us as well. We have a lot of stories to tell, and they aren't all centered on the Civil War.
Well, when we talk about the many stories we have to tell, this idea of collectively coming up with a story, doesn't that presuppose that we have a story we can agree on? We have one story to tell.
We have tons of stories that we could tell about, kind and resilient people, about a giving people, who've gone through some rough times on their own, who have come out on the other side, who have made great strides in the field of civil rights and the ability to get along. But what this does, when we refocus again on all our attentions, what the world sees is this one narrative that we're giving, and that is that we have not moved beyond the fights of the past. And it just seems frustrating in a world, in a time, in a state where we have made that progress.
Well, one part of this clearly is race, because of how slavery is wrapped up in the Confederacy and really America's founding for that matter. And there was one line that struck out to me in Mitch Landrieu's speech, and that was, "We all take our own journey on race." And I wonder if in different circles, the media, polite society, our workplaces, there are only certain acceptable ways to talk about race, and that prevents us from having our own journey on these issues.
That's a really interesting point, in that, it seems for a lot of people fraught with landmines. You can easily go wrong when you start talking about race, and you can easily be misunderstood, and you can easily be misconstrued, and that makes it a lot more difficult to do. But the bottom line here is we all do take our own journeys on race, but it feels like of late that we have collectively been moving backwards rather than forwards. And I think this sort of effort simply adds to that feeling.
Well, this monuments bill by Governor Kay Ivey, that's signed by Governor Kay Ivey, it would prevent removal of longstanding monuments more than 40 years old. How do you see it affecting this idea of our story?
It's another chapter in our story, and it's sort of it is hard. I mean, I've never been in favor of just removing monuments, but it is sort of a finger in the eye of people who do not see the Civil War and the years that followed, in which there was glorification of the Civil War and romanticization of that era. I mean, it is a poke in the eye, and we have to realize that's what it is, and that's how it looks.
Well, as you write about this, you mentioned Atlanta, which at one time was about the same size as Birmingham. City leaders there addressed the racial issues of the 1960s by declaring that it was the city that was too busy to hate. And then look at what it's become now. But I wonder if we're not overplaying these issues so much. I mean, after all, Atlanta grew to what it became with Stone Mountain in its backyard.
Yeah, nobody is pure here, but it is a statement one can make that we are moving beyond that we are better than that. And also, this is a very difficult issue in Alabama, because it's not just about monuments. As I said, I'm not in favor of really just going around taking down monuments, because I have this respect for history, but I am deeply opposed to the idea of the state legislature telling a city what it can and can't do with a monument or anything else on its own property. So we're talking about a monument issue, but we're also talking about a home rule issue, which is what really makes it egregious as well.
What consequences do you see coming out of this law, whether on the individual level or collectively or economic?
Well, we continue to have division. We continue to have these divisions visible for all the world to see, and it is bound to affect people's perception of us and ourselves.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.